ever. On the 16th of August, 1984, John DeLorean, designer of the iconic Back to the Future car, is found not guilty on drug charges, proving you don't have to be high to design a car like that. Have a great August 16th, the greatest day ever.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
At four. Stand by for news.
News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. Authorities in Colorado say bodies believed to be a missing pregnant woman and her two young children were found today on a property owned by a company where the woman's husband used to work.
As horrible as this outcome is, our role now is to do everything that we can to determine exactly what occurred and assist in filing a thorough case.
John Camper with the Colorado Bureau of Investigation says Chris Watts has been arrested in the disappearance of his family. Officials say some of the 76 overdoses seen in New Haven, Connecticut yesterday involved synthetic marijuana laced with fentanyl, most blamed on a potent batch of K2 synthetic marijuana. Stocks closing higher today. U.S. stock indexes sharply higher as investors react to positive earnings reports and renewed trade talks with China. The Dow up nearly 400 points. Fox News, we report. You decide.
Yeah, thanks to Obama, man. He's a dad.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
First, there was The Meg, the new movie about a giant prehistoric shark. But now playing a truly terrifying experience as you come face to face with a monstrous abomination that has survived through generations, presenting you with unspeakable horror. It's The Mug, the one that who knows who left unrinsed in the break room sink, and it's been left untouched since who knows when. Feast your eyes on the mold and mildew, which could have been caused from old coffee and creamer, or something somebody ate out of a coffee cup.
What is that? What is that? What is that?
No one knows for sure, and that's the mystery of The Mug. See it, and maybe, just maybe, you can get a handle on it.
Eventually, Jerry and I broke up, though I am glad to say we stayed friends.
That is Carole King.
And I had to leave Donnie because I moved to L.A. But before Wexler, the co-founder of Atlantic Records, pulled up in his limo and said he had a song he wanted us to write. It turned out to be the last big hit Jerry and I did together, but what a way to end it, especially since the woman who sang it was one of the great American artists of all time. I would later do a version of it myself on Tapestry, but it was different from hers because, well, there is only one Aretha Franklin.
That is Carole King doing an Aretha acknowledgement before doing the song Natural Woman. I would rather hear Aretha's version, but I thought it was kind of cool. That had to be around the same time, because I met her when I worked with you guys. I may have mentioned this to you a time or two, but I used to work for Styx.
Styx!
Yes.
I don't remember you mentioning that.
Well, when they were in release on a single, they fly me out to L.A., because that's where A&M Records is, right next to the La Brea Tar Pits, or at least it used to be. I don't even know if they still exist, to be honest with you.
That's appropriate.
But they also were the distributor for Ode Records, which was Carole King's label. It was, I think Wild Horse was another one. George Harrison.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Did some music on that label, because I saw him.
Oh, wow, my sweet Lord, yeah.
And walking across the lot all by himself, deep in thought.
Always.
So you could see, I mean, it was amazing. Just the inside, once you were inside that compound,
yeah.
Everybody else knew you had a reason for being there, so nobody questioned you or avoided you or tried to hide. It was cool. Just business. It was a pretty cool place. But that's about the age Carole King was when I met her. She was nice.
Nice?
Yeah. You know what was funny about that?
Did you really get enough time to know her that well? She was just nice.
She was very... Look, it's first impressions.
Yeah.
So, yay or nay, nice or not nice, she was nice. And here's the funny part. And I heard this every time I traveled to L.A. back in those days. They think everybody from Chicago is a gangster. They still think Al Capone is running around Chicago, you know, bootlegging and shooting up police and other mobsters. And it was weird because when I tell people, including her, she says, where are you in from? I said, Chicago. I'm doing some promotion work for Styx. She said, you work for Styx? Then she went, ha, 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 ha. That's a lie. How come it didn't set off the detector?
Must be faulty.
Yeah. So, yeah, very nice. Very nice. And she was about the age she was in that clip there. But we'll get Aretha's version of that on later. But coming up, tell us what you found.
That's a clip from the Muscle Shoals documentary that came out a few years ago, and it's about Aretha Franklin coming to Muscle Shoals. Starts off with an actual interview of Aretha and then a few of the Swampers and the musicians that were in studio, and it's one of my favorite parts of the documentary. So it's very cool that this was put up today, I believe. We can thank AL.com for that.
The video is entitled Spooner Helps Aretha Hit Her Groove. We're going to play it in lieu of the roll call today. I'm dying to hear this. This has got to be good. 7 minutes after four. Studio sessions are so bizarre. There were bands that would come in and would know exactly what they want to do. Mm-hmm. And here's the way it worked, at least then. A&M would tell Styx, you've got $75,000 of studio time. That was a huge, huge amount.
How much does studio time cost? Do you know how much?
It's very expensive because you're using state-of-the-art technologies and yada, yada. That would be the equivalent of, you've got $250,000 of production cost for this album today.
Wow.
Well, the bands would get that budget. And if they could record their album and get it to acceptable quality in whatever amount of time, the record company generally wouldn't ask for any of that money back.
Ah.
They budget it, you take it, and you can use it to augment your road trip or...
drugs or whatever.
Your drug habits. I think a lot of it actually it kind of went that way.
I'm sure.
So... but like the Ohio Players used the same studio in Chicago that Styx did. And they would come in and they would do an entire album in like a few days. And they left everything behind. There would be garbage cans full of food, empty beer. You'd find what appeared to be, somebody said they looked like roach clips. I can't say with certainty.
Like the bug?
Yeah, the devil's lettuce. That's
that type of roach.
That type of roach.
So when I get the tweezers, we'll have a party.
Well, it sure takes a lot of paper clips to make an album these days, doesn't it? You know, I remember JY saying that because they wanted to start in the first like hour of time that they're, I forget what the hourly cost was. It was like $4.50 an hour.
Yeah,
was spent cleaning up the mess they left behind. Nobody wanted, it was filth. It was absolute filth. But I'm sure they had a good time. Sure looked like they did anyway. I think we counted over 100 beer cans when we were collecting them and filling up bags and stuff like that. Crazy. Anyway, strange things happen in studios, and some studio sessions are arduous. I mean, they'll work hours to put just the percussion track down.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that.
Because musicians tend to be perfectionists. It's got to be just right.
Well, a lot of the producers are, too. You know, they'll make you do the same dadgum note over and over and over and over.
Yeah. And they're important people. They're the ones that add those little touches that can mean the difference between a stiff and a hit.
Yep.
And Red Top's on the phone.
Hey, guys. Standard price for 24-track time back then was $200 an hour.
Wow.
That's not a lot in downtown money, Chicago, it wasn't.
Yeah, and very often, I imagine with Styx, they cascaded two 24 tracks together. Is that what they did with Styx? Or did y'all do it on just 24 tracks?
I think it was 24.
Wow. See, a lot of folks cascaded
two 24.
See,
that studio was in a downtown building. It was in a high-rent district, so you weren't going to get it. Eventually, they went to a suburban studio called Pumpkin, and I wasn't with them at that time, but I know that Gary Loizzo didn't charge as much. Or they cut it on a piece of the
edge. And it could go up to $350 an hour for 48 tracks, but it was typically $200 an hour, and it was not the artist's job to clean up.
Wow.
It was the studio's job to clean up.
What studio are you talking about in here? From Where were you recording? Which studio cost it to?
Well, I was recording with Eddie Offerman in Atlanta, producer of Jeff and Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
Cool.
At the East Point Cinema. He bought a movie theater to open a recording studio, and that was just one of the studios we went in. We went in New London Studios in Birmingham. That was back in the early 80s. That was $150 an hour for 24-track and $300 an hour for 48-track. So and that was a lot of money back then, too, guys.
Mm-hmm. Are you kidding? $450 an hour? In the mid-70s would translate to about $1,800 an hour today.
Yeah, but that was top of the art. Two 24 tracks going on, 30 IPS. You talk about there's never been a better quality sound.
And by the way, that's before you pay the producer and anybody else that you bring in to help you create the album, too.
Oh, and master
it. This is true.
Yeah.
This is true. But you know what? They ain't made nothing better quality than two Studer 24 tracks sitting there next to each other on mixed down into 30 IPS on half track. There's never been a better quality, has it?
Hey, Red Top, I appreciate the story. Really good stuff.
Thank you, man.
Sure. How about that? We've had a couple of calls now from people who were there.
Yeah.
412. So when we come back, we're going to go to this the documentary, the Muscle Shoals documentary, and catch this clip with Spooner Oldham. That's a name I don't know.
Spooner.
But he helps Aretha hit her groove, and Joey, this comes highly recommended from Joey, so we'll be looking forward to it. When we return in just a minute, we have news, traffic, and weather together coming up in just a moment. Men who face divorce, don't face it alone. The support you need legally is there at Delk and Tomlinson. Let them fight the battles. You let them know. I mean, always, always put it out on the table, because you know what happens in a divorce? Everything comes out. Even under the most amicable circumstances, everything comes out. So make sure that they know everything they can know so they can give you the best possible representation. That also helps keep the cost down, because when people discover stuff after the fact, it gets dicey and adds to the cost. And then let them go in and you, because you've got enough. Moving on with your life is that's a major change. Even the second time when I kissed my buddy's driveway, his asphalt tasted so good. I was so glad to be away. But it was still a major life change. And there's a lot of adjustments that have to be made. And you need to focus on that. Moving ahead, if there's kids involved, to make sure you have maximum amount of time with those kids with a legally enforceable agreement. And let them take care of that for you. And you can focus on yourself so you emerge not only intact and whole financially, but mentally and spiritually as well. It's all important. Reach out to Delk and Tomlinson at 819-4810, 819-4810, or learn more about them or read the testimonials at divorceformenalabama.com.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Jay, talk fast again.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Lots of water on the roadways out there. Be very, very careful. We are seeing some slow traffic just north of I-85 on the Eastern Boulevard. That'll be in the southbound lanes. Also, some pretty heavy traffic in the downtown area. Around the boulevard, other than right there on East Boulevard, things look pretty decent. Not seeing too much on 65 or 85. Premier Place in Prattville has everything. Shop Goodwill and GNC. Then eat at Poblano's or City Buffet. It's all in Premier Place in Prattville and McClinton and Company Development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you for voting us best law firm 5 years in a row.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Montgomery police have opened a homicide investigation after a man was shot dead last night. Police say 19-year-old Terrell Grant was shot in the 800 block of Claremont Avenue. Police say another man was also shot, but his injuries are non-life-threatening. No arrests have been made. Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange confirms to Alabama News Network that he will indeed not seek another term in office. Strange was first elected back in 2009. The election for mayor will take place next year. Police say a woman who was being beaten and robbed in an Alabama shopping center was rescued by passersby. Midfield police tell us that the woman was punched by a man Wednesday morning after she finished grocery shopping at the Piggly Wiggly. The man assaulting the 74-year-old was rushed by a group of people who held him down until police arrived. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If your yard needs rain, the news is good over the next few days. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue. They'll generally fade out tonight, overnight low 74, but then they will redevelop tomorrow. In fact, scattered to numerous storms around tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, with daytime high temperatures around 90 and lows at night in the middle 70s. And then Monday, still a decent chance of more scattered storms. Download our free weather app and stay on top of where the storms are and where they're going to be. It has advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, plus push notifications for severe weather alerts instantly, even when you go out of town. It knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's my story? I just got my first auto loan from Max. They are unlike any financial institution you'll ever deal with. Mostly because of people like Miss Sarah.
He was so proud he must have saved 3 years to buy that thing.
I saved for 3 years, but Max helped make it happen.
Well, buying a car is a big decision. It's personal. So when someone like Justin needs a loan consultant, I take that very personally.
Everybody at Max was great. I had a ton of questions about my loan.
Oh, he asked a lot of questions, all right.
Max gave me lots of options, and Miss Sarah helped explain every detail. Now I know I can trust her with anything.
And when he drove that thing up here to show me, I felt like I was the one with a new big block V8 7th generation square body pickup with 33-inch mud grip tires and a 6-inch lift kit.
Thanks, Max, for being an amazing financial institution. And thank you for Miss Sarah.
Come see us. We'd love to hear your story. Max, smart money made simple. Certain restrictions apply for qualified borrowers.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair. But great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our 6 locations for repair from certified technicians and tire values with mail-in rebates on select tires. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the building. Little Bull is on the shelves. I have had some. I've tried it. It is outstanding.
Yes, it is, Bubba. It's a great new seasoning we've come out with. But you know what? We've also got those great Vertigo hot sauce, the Bearded Pickles, Alabama Sunshine products. We've got a lot of great products that are locally made, made in Alabama, and that's what we're about. If that's not what you're looking for, we've got great gifts. People come in every day and see all the new gifts we have, from the towels, the totes, the jewelry, the cover-ups, beach bags. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan, and we also have the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere, made fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. And with all this hot weather we've got now, come down and get your ice cream cone dipped specially for you at Tucker Pecan Company.
And where are you located, sir?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm Bill.
Yeah, Bill. My uncle tells me you check out houses for electrical safety. My wife, she worries.
Well, women do tend to worry, don't they?
Actually, a lot of people worry, for good reason. Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. To make sure you're not a victim, call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system.
Mm-hmm. What's that, Bill?
A divining rod. It can spot electrical shorts inside your walls.
It can.
Technicians at Crosby Electric use special high-tech equipment to check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to scientifically pinpoint the location of any problems.
So, find anything, Bill?
Nope, you're safe. Ain't high-tech wonderful?
Yeah.
Why worry? Call Crosby Electric at 272-2085 for a no-obligation safety assessment or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Your new
used a place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hopeful that the talks will still occur. I think this is...
I can hardly concentrate on what Rand Paul is saying. His hair is so sexy. Nuclear weapons
testing. Guys, get the hairstyle women are crazy about. The Rand Paul style.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo. It'll leave your grown-out natural curls on top, but also works as a conditioner to relax the hair on the sides.
Giving you the randiest style all the women want on their man.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
The Rand Paul style.
It's a bipartisan hairstyle. Straight and curly.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo and conditioner.
Unfortunately, you cannot purchase Rand Paul shampoo at Prattville Farm Center. You can get mane and tail shampoo there. The reason I bring this up, we usually talk to Randy Burkhalter in the morning, but they've got something special going on at Prattville Farm Center this evening for hunters. And Randy, you there?
Actually, no, it's Tammy.
Tammy! We're happy to talk to you.
I know.
How you doing? Well,
actually, Randy was supposed to, but being the type of person he is, he's carrying somebody's dog food out to their car, because that's what we do. We carry stuff out to the car for you.
I understand that, and that's not only a great service, but it's also great dog food at a great price, of course.
Yeah. So we do. We have Hunter's Night out tonight, and he's going to tell you about it. Here he is.
Oh, there he is.
Hey, I couldn't talk her into doing it, could I?
Nice try, though. This is an annual event, and we try to get you on in the afternoon every year on the day the event is taking place, so hunters are as aware as we can make them about what's going on there today. Starts at 6, right?
Yes, sir. We start at 6 o'clock. We have or 6:30. Not a formal event, but if you come a little late, that's fine. What we have is some guest speakers from representatives of companies of seed that we sell, and they always have a very informative talk about their products and planting procedures, planting methods. But also, we offer a lot of discounts on products that we normally sell. And good time to come and fellowship with other hunters, find out information about new products. Just a good time in general.
When does hunting season officially open?
Different seasons open at different times. For example, there'll be a black powder season that opens here pretty quick. Bow seasons generally open earlier than gun season. Gun season usually comes in around the end of October, first of November.
And there's no admission, obviously, for this.
Oh, no.
And for those who have not been to Prattville Farm Center who would like to attend this Hunter's Night Out, let's give them directions.
Yes, sir. We are at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville. That's on Old Highway 31, about a third of a mile south of the Uptown McDonald's, and on the right-hand side. And tonight, we'll be here past 6 p.m.
All right. And by the way, thank you again. On Tuesday and Thursday, Randy has the honor of being one of our Morning Maroon judges.
Oh, wonderful.
Because he's such a common sense guy. He knows dumb when he hears it.
If I could just practice what I preach, right?
You're talking to the leader of the pack there.
Well, it's good hearing your voice, Randy. I hadn't seen you personally since we were all stuffed with steak over at Mike's place.
Oh, golly, I know it. That was so good.
It was.
That was great.
I didn't remember that.
Good to talk to you guys.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Of course
okay.
You remember that, Greg.
All right. I'm thinking of a restaurant, not of somebody's house. Thanks, Randy.
Yep. Y'all have a lovely evening.
Okay, have a great turnout today. Hunter's Night Out, Prattville Farm Center. And again, they're about a third of a mile south of the Uptown McDonald's Highway 31 on the west side of the road. And they are a little bit down. You can see them from the street. It's not like they're in a ditch. And it's a very... I've always called it the giant drucker store of the preferred community. Hmm. Now, we're going to go back to remembering Aretha, and Joey, I'll let you set the clip up before I start it.
Yes, this just is part of the larger Muscle Shoals documentary, how they bring people in, and this is the short story of Aretha Franklin going down to Muscle Shoals and Fame Studios, and it begins with her being interviewed, I believe.
I'm still got to find out who and what I really am. I don't know yet. I'm trying to find the answer.
I wasn't exactly hoping that she wouldn't have any hits on Columbia Records, but the way it went, they dropped her after 5 years. A week later, we were in my office in New York. We signed her up.
He said, you know, I've got this great little studio down in Muscle Shoals, and these cats are really greasy. You're going to love it.
She walks in right over there. And she's got this aura around her, pretty thick. I mean, the girl was special. I remember watching the guys, being good Southern boys, they carry on with anything except looking or dealing with her. So she walked right over to the piano. She sat there a moment, and then she just hit this unknown chord, I would say. Didn't anybody have to say we're about to cut?
We did what we called head sessions at that time, and there was no real music written for it. The musicians would just listen to what it was I was doing, and then they would decide what they were going to do around that.
I think we heard a little demo of this song.
That's when they're old.
Never loved a man while I love you. To me, it sounded pretty much like junk. I'm thinking, that's a song they're going to cut? There was discussions, Jerry Wexler and Rick.
There was a little confusion, and there was a little turmoil. Everybody was a little uptight.
We can't find a groove, a beat, a place to start. They were just had all these gears working, but finally it just came to a... And suddenly it was really quiet. They had a song, they had an artist, but nobody knew what to do. Hmm. Not even all these geniuses. But out of that quietness came Spooner with... And I said, hey, Spooner's got it. That's it. Aretha jumped right on it. It was cut within 15 to 20 minutes. You didn't have to ask, what do you think? Everybody knew it was a hit.
I think everything came together for Aretha in Muscle Shoals.
Keith.
They got
Keith
Aretha to record a much more funky kind of style in Muscle Shoals. It was really the essence of her.
Coming to Muscle Shoals was the turning point. That's where I recorded I Never Loved a Man, which became my first million-selling record. So absolutely, it was a milestone and the turning point in my career.
I Never Loved a Man, which people to this day still regard as being maybe her most soulful and really funkiest record.
That's one of those songs, the ones that give you the chills, the ones that give you the goosebumps, the ones that you like, I wish I sang a record like that.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
And we have a couple of other clips. By the way, if there's one that you've come across, my friend Marianne sent one of, I believe, Aretha and Elvis.
Wow. All right.
So we will get into that one. This one is off, I don't know if there's an interaction here, but TMZ is making note of the fact that... They died on the same day.
Same day, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just love that idea of that million-selling record was like a demo they thought was junk, and they're all frustrated, and then one guy just, it like, flows through them. Like, oh, all right.
That's how it is. There is, you know, so many songs that have been huge hits were considered throwaways. Who was it we were talking about the other day that the Who? You know what song Roger Daltrey never wants to sing again? Won't Get Fooled Again. From the Dan Morris Show. I think he listens to Danny, hears that song too often.
Yeah.
No, he said, and you wonder, because when we went to the Happy Together concert, we're looking at people that are performing for over 50 years.
Yeah.
Almost all of them looked so enthused, so happy to still be singing after 50 years, still have a voice that's very close to, if not the exact voice they had
when
they first made it. Yes, it is.
It really is.
And but you wonder, people don't buy $75 or $100 concert tickets to hear your new stuff. They're just not.
It's true.
They want to hear. They want to hear you do the hits, mm-hmm. and you better damn well do them fairly close to what they hear over the radio. Mm-hmm. That's the yardstick by which concerts are judged by, except for the snobs and the pseudo intellectuals. Your bon vivant concert douchebag, if you will. Yeah, they're evaluating on some phony level because
there are some artists I think who can't some jam bands and like people just want to hear you play. But if you're doing pop music, you're doing kind of hit radio, rock music, you better play the hits or I'm going to be really upset at you.
That's how it works. That is exactly how it works. I'm just checking to see if there's something here that I heard. Oh, well, we found another Aretha song to play out of the break. Isn't that nice? I'm glad we had a lot of stuff by her in the system already. That'll be coming up at the end of this next break. All the economic news today was amazingly positive. One of the best days the market's had all year, thanks to Barack Obama's economy. Just blows my mind that they have the chutzpah to even link him to what's going on today. Yeah, because he had such a stunning career as a private sector entrepreneur, right?
He was a genius, man.
Extorting companies for big bucks. Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. Trump cut taxes. It's produced a great result in terms of the overall economy, but it's also coming with some changes in terms of what you can deduct next year on your taxes. Now, the brackets are lower. That's good. The one deduction they will never take away from America, unless we elect Alexia Cortazo as president, and get a true socialist in there, is the first mortgage interest, because it would crash the market, the housing market, if it did. What would be the point in owning a house? Owning your own place gives you that, not only the benefit of probably more living space for less money per month than renters pay, but that deduction at the end of the year that makes a huge difference on your taxes. So call Morris Capuano. He's ready, willing, and eager to get you done. There are programs for people with no money down, with a little checkered credit history. Don't let that stop you. Let him get to work on it for you. He runs through fences for people. 409-9300, that's Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 402669. More Remembering Aretha coming up, and we'll also come back to my Facebook page to see what people have to say about that weird UFO video that we just posted.
By Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic things looking good on the roadways at the moment. It's a little wet out there, so be very careful, but no rain coming down right now. There may be some more in a little while, so be careful with that. But the interstate systems are looking pretty decent, not much on the Boulevard and Atlanta Highway looking good. The 31s are okay. The kickoff savings sale is going on at Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. Score big with huge savings on quality late model vehicles at Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you for voting us Best Law Firm 5 years in a row.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
He's one of the most consequential global figures of our time. He transformed Great Britain's education and healthcare systems. He served as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom from 1997 to 2007. And he's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents the Right Honorable Tony Blair, October 4th at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
School's back in session, and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has your first lesson in savings. Right now, get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock. Drive home a new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Limited. Zero money down, just $279 per month. Or a new 2018 Jeep Compass Latitude. Zero money down, only $229 per month. Plus, we'll buy your car for cash even if you don't buy one from us. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we want to approve your credit today. Get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock during the summer clearance event at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Visit online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Qualified applicants must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock number J9017 and PJ8057. 36-month leases, 10,000 miles per year. No security deposit. Zero down. First payment due at inception, plus tax tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinance. Offers don't combine.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If your yard needs rain, the news is good over the next few days. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue. They'll generally fade out tonight, overnight low 74, but then they will redevelop tomorrow. In fact, scattered to numerous storms around tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, with daytime high temperatures around 90 and lows at night in the middle 70s. And then Monday, still a decent chance of more scattered storms. Download our free weather app and stay on top of where the storms are and where they're going to be. It has advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, plus push notifications for severe weather alerts instantly, even when you go out of town. It knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACD. I was reading the TMZ article about Aretha's passing today on the same day that Elvis died. As great as she was, and I will not argue with anybody that wants to say she was the greatest female vocalist ever. No argument.
Yeah.
But Aretha Franklin and Elvis are not comparable.
Not at all.
Elvis...
Oh, right.
Changed
in terms of impact, right.
Cultural impact, yeah. Sales, everything else.
All the British rock and roll acts look to Elvis.
I'm trying to think. Is
Buddy
there,
Holly.
Now, maybe for teenage girls there has been. What was the group? They all grew up and got married and turned into old ladies. But they were popular with the... come on, female band. By what? Five.
Oh, female band. Oh,
okay, wow. You
oh, the Spice
me.
Girls?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had a big crush on the Spice Girls.
So did Goose.
Yeah. She had a crush.
Well, no. I mean, she loved their music. She wanted to be a Spice.
I wanted to be Spice Girls. I kind of had the hots for the Spice Girls.
Now they're the old Spice Girls. Duh. But I can't think of a single female performer that's ever brought out the kind of frenzy. The word for it is phenomenon.
Yeah. I have a suggestion, and I think today's her birthday, or it was yesterday. Madonna.
60 years old.
Yeah.
I think Madonna's up there.
Yeah, she changed the social landscape.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you on that, and only because I have a lame-ass story.
Oh, really?
That goes with it. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Here's another lame-ass story from Greg Goodell.
Thank you, Rusty Aldrich, from our lame-ass studio here on Wall Street. Somehow that kind of works.
It does.
No insult intended, Rick. In 1987, I was doing a morning radio show, and I was offered the chance to do TV features. Ooh. And... it was fun, and they let me pretty much do whatever the hell I wanted. I mean, I was working for the right guy. He just...
so by a feature, it'd be like a cameraman would come with you and be like, here's my idea.
Give you a quick example.
Okay.
Because it was mostly whatever idea I came up with. And so I noticed that there were in Miami, in the part not far from the station, there were a lot of businesses that had Jim's Barbershop, Tony's Pizza, whatever. So we spent an afternoon going to all these places, asking if there really was a Jim or a Tony or a Bob or whatever, and it was kind of fun.
Hmm.
And then one Saturday, they said, look, because Madonna was in town, she was playing at the Orange Bowl. I think she had two or three completely sold-out shows at 80,000 tickets.
Wow.
So the Saturday night show, they wanted to have me do a live cut-in to open the news. I'd never done one before, but I had a good photographer and, you know, led me through it. That was when I saw, because as soon as the light came on to do the shot, we were rushed by all these teen girls that couldn't get tickets for the show.
Mm-hmm.
So it was almost as deadly as the old people getting a free T-shirt at Miami Beach that time. I want, gimme. The press of all of this... female hysteria. I'm on TV, you know, I can feel the breath leaving my lungs because it's getting really, really crowded. So when we did the second cut-in, we opened up a little distance between us and them. But that's kind of scary when you feel the weight of a crowd pressing. So that was a time, yes, where I saw that kind of frenzy.
Well, because she had major impact. It's the music. It's not really like, okay, I think Elvis had the voice. He had the whole package. It's more cultural, like how she portrayed sex, what she sang about.
Let me. You know what fashion. She wore? You know what she did that concert in? A nightie.
Yeah.
A nightie and a pair of panties. Solid gold.
Well, then you can look at people, though, like Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, Christy Aguilera, Britney Spears, all these people, you can go, oh, yeah, Madonna did it first.
When there's a concert like that, they're always worried about somebody taping and, you know, doing a bootleg. So with the media, they pick one song, and you're allowed to go in and shoot all the video you can during that one song. The crowd, her, the song... capture what you can, and then you got to get out. And that was an interesting thing to see because we came right up to the stage, and She wasn't wearing much. The view from below was interesting. Shaved armpits, too.
Oh, nice.
That was the big controversy in the early 80s when she did the Playboy spread.
Oh, I didn't even know that
That's
was a controversy.
That's not sexist, is it, to do a...
To do a Playboy? I don't think it is.
She did photos, I think, her armpit. I would never read a trashy magazine like that, but...
The rumor is...
Yes?
The rumor is what you mean. The rumor about her spread in Playboy,
mm-hmm.
right? She had unshaven armpits.
I heard about it from friends.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it was all part of the culture. I mean, how could you not hear about it?
Like the French.
And those were the days when we didn't have internet or social media or texting or any of that crap. Kind of had to do your own research.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you were doing a lot of it.
I was very research driven in those days.
Yes, you were.
Let's see what else. There's a biopic coming up on Aretha. I guess the people that were busy hitting Trump's Hollywood Walk of Fame star with a pickaxe decided to put them down and go stand by Aretha star today. When is this thing coming out? Well, Jennifer Hudson's going to play Aretha in this biopic.
Oh, wow. And that's a good choice.
And there's actually there's been a memorial planned with her approval before she passed away.
Wow.
That's got to be kind of...
That's weird, yeah.
November 14th in New York City. And it'll be a tribute concert. And that'll be one of those events where everybody will want to try and get in mm-hmm. and become part of it. All righty, it is 4:49 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We were just outside. Now, we had a really healthy rain come through earlier. I don't have a rain gauge report from my house yet, but I'm guessing we had half an inch at least. Then the rain comes, then the sun comes blazing out again, and it's jungle conditions outside as far as humidity.
Stifling, Greg.
So the last thing you need when you get home at the end of a long work day is to walk in your house and find out that same weather is behind the front door. And not just in front of it. That's when you want rapid response to fix the problem, and that's what you get with Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. If you're a Clark's Club member, you get 2 annual tune-ups, which greatly reduces the chance of something like that happening. Still, it's a man-made machine. Stuff happens. But they do their best to do the preventative medicine. In fact, this is the first month I'm looking forward to my electric bill because the last one was, like, ridiculous. And then Clark's came out and kind of pointed out a couple of things that might have been driving the bill up a little bit, so to speak. So they adjusted that, and I'm going to be really interested to see the difference that makes in the bill that we get this month, because it's been just about as hot the last 30 days as it was the 30 days before that.
Sure.
So protect the family comfort by teaming up with Clark's. I always mention the more recent example of Mommy the Swami. At 4 o'clock, their AC went out. Their house got hot by 5 o'clock. They were getting cool air again. She was a happy camper with Clark's. Also, talented and thoroughly vetted background check plumbers. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's at 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Down to the traffic dungeon with a visit with Mr.
Waka Waka.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Looking pretty good out on the roadways right now. No accidents, no delays reported. Some wet pavement out there, so be careful with that. And some more on the way, so watch out for that as well. Boulevard, Atlanta Highway 31s, and both interstate systems are all clear. For custom decks, painting, and privacy fencing, call Prestige Home Improvements and get a free estimate. Prestige Home Improvements, 334-398-1765. That's 398-1765. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you for voting us best law firm 5 years in a row.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, Guido, where the pals at the Margarita move to? I know they're nearby here or somewhere on Vaughan Road. Yeah, Yeah, they moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center right there on Vaughan Road by the Chappies. Chappies, that pizzeria? No pizzeria. They got the Boigers. Come on now. Marguerite's is now in the Pepper Tree right there on Vaughan Road. You can't miss them. They're open 7 days a week near the Chappies. You know, the Boiger joint.
You can count on a Subaru for the countless adventures ahead because owning a Subaru means confidence now and down the road. Plus, Subaru vehicles hold their value better than any other brand for 2018, according to ALG. So come in during the Subaru Lot to Love event and head out on your first adventure. Now for a limited time, you'll get a great deal on the Subaru you love. Hurry in today. Visit Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing on select 2018 models. Offer ends September 4th.
ALG named Subaru the 2018 top mainstream brand for residual value. ALG is the industry benchmark for residual values. Appreciation data, www.alg.com.
4:53. Going back to my Facebook page, we posted this video. It was shot by an individual who says he saw a UFO over a lake in North Carolina. The comments about his photography technique are pretty funny. But I posted it anyway to see what you thought. And let's see. Brian says it's a blimp. Lee King says not sure, but the guy filming needs to lay off the caffeine. That's so true, because Manny is all over the place. Barry says, that was a waste of time. Who knows, but thanks for posting. Well, it was on Fox, so if they thought it was legit, I'm kind of going with, you know, with them. Rosalind Ritterbuttle, whoever that is. Video is crap. Hershey could have done a better job. Mansion Weeniums! Let's see. Tim says, might be an Obama and his administration fleeing the country. Jim P. says it was fake. And Stick Shift Annie says, if you take a screenshot when the camera is at its most stationary and blow it up, it looks like a blimp. It kind of does, from a distance. See, if it was far away, a blimp kind of flattens out from a distance and can look disc-like. So that seems to be the most reasonable explanation for this.
Yeah. Well, she's not the only one that mentioned that, so there must be something to it.
And what else did she say? She said, Michael Crichton wrote a book called Sphere. Now, this is on a different subject that we'll get into after the top of the hour. His books have a spooky way of coming true.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll look forward to that.
You know, he's the one who predicted the terrorists using planes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, look at it. He didn't. Yeah, the N-word, right. Where's the evidence, bitch? I mean, really, this is getting just so insane.
Stay out of politics, Greg. Get out of there.
I'm sorry.
Get out.
But you know what?
You still can.
That woman is not getting very much, you know where you can find the word sympathy in the dictionary? Where I was always told, it's right between and syphilis. That's where you'll find sympathy. If you want to look. It's true, Joey. What? Why do? Why say?
Just checking my body, make sure I don't have a black spot. I don't want to go insane a few years later.
Oh, no, you wouldn't want to do that at all.
I don't want to do the...
I hope you have sympathy on me, though, if I do contract the old syphilis.
It was a beautiful day in Moneyland. Brett McDonald will join us. We have a new Millennial Minute today. For Joey and his pals.
Oh, yay. Now you're going to get my ire up again.
Oh.
Raise my hackles.
I'm sorry. And I was the one that went political, and I said, no. No, things are good. We're going
to
focus on the positive.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's 4:56. Fox News is coming up.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides. We make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nukes, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery, hoping everyone had a wonderful summer. With back to school right around the corner, I just wanted to remind all of our customers that we are ready to get back to work for you. From t-shirts to backpacks and everything in between, AKD can handle all of your promotional product needs. If you're looking for that unique graphic, let our talented artists help put together that perfect design for your next event. And with more than 30 years in the industry, our team at AKD will make sure your experience with us is fun and hassle-free. So please give us a call at 277-8433 for our Montgomery office or 361-2133 for our Prattville office. And because of our wonderful customers, AKD is busier than ever, and we have positions open in our screen printing department. So anyone interested in joining the AKD family, please consider applying by going to our website at goakd.com. And remember, AKD, your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties.
Kenny G is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune in to Three Men and a Lady with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win one pair of tickets per day to see Kenny G at the MPAC on October 25th. Tickets to Kenny G at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, October 25th, from News Talk 93.1.
Hello?
Hello, yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Dr. Sidman Azibo. I called the bakery this morning because I tried to find out from you because my wife, we don't have the electricity at our home because, you know, pay the bill. But I tried to find out from you how much do you charge if I bring my biscuits by and you bake my biscuits for me.
I don't think I can do that, sir.
Why not, ma'am? I just need to bring back the biscuits and my bacon, and we have some barbecued rotisserie goat, and we just need that cook right quick. And I have my money, ma'am. I don't ask for free. I don't ask for handout.
Well, sir, it's not the matter that you have the money or not. See, I can't bake something for you, and you take it out of here. Something should happen.
But it's my biscuits. Those are my biscuits. I bring in myself, ma'am, because we don't have electricity, and
sir,
we eat the biscuits.
If you come up here, we got biscuits and stuff that you can buy.